Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Every day, tens of thousands of people log on to Talkers.com so they can find out what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Headlines screaming, "Here I come to save the day." How's that? Michael Harrison is here with a story from the Big Apple about the fellow who first became known as the Guardian. He was the head of the Guardian Angels, right? Curtis Lee?
Yeah, he still is.
Yep. And he wears that red beret and his sateen. You know, I remember, I love the way he says that. Every time I see him, it's always the sateen coat or whatever it is.
He wears an old satin jacket that was kind of popular back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And he still wears it. He wears a red beret.
Yeah.
And he wears this all the time. I call it his costume, you know.
Yeah, even in the studio with his headphones on, he has it.
Yeah, I once saw him out walking down the hall at a radio station he worked at a number of years ago, and he didn't have the jacket and he didn't have the hat on, and I didn't recognize him.
Does he have any hair?
He's not as hairy as you would think.
No, okay.
And the point is, he just didn't have that. He just looked like a middle-aged man.
All right, so here is the story. He's on the air. I'd rather have you tell the story, actually, because you'll have...
He's on the air in a studio that's right on the street, Hotel Pennsylvania. It's right on 7th Avenue, across the street from Penn Station, busy part of town.
Yep.
And a lot of tourists there. And they do their show in a window that's street-level, a plate glass window, so you could see the two talk show hosts, him and his sidekicks and the engineers and everybody, right from the street. And he's in the middle of an interview with the former Governor David Patterson, with whom he also does a show in the afternoon. And he's a hardworking guy.
Yeah.
And in front of the window, he sees two tour bus operators duking it out over where they park their buses or who they get to give their coupons to. You know how they hawk tours.
Yeah.
In New York City to the tourists, and these two guys were at each other's throat, beating each other up. In the middle of the show, he runs off the air, runs out onto the street, and separates these two characters, restores order until the cops come, and then goes back on the air and explains what happened.
Mm-hmm. Great story.
But he ran off right in the middle, left his producer to do a live commercial.
Yeah,
which specializes in live commercials. He's very, very, very talented host.
Yeah, this is what is so good about live radio, and it is live radio about which you write. But there's lots of audio there at the Talkers.com website. But this is the thing that a lot of people don't get. There's an interesting study that you write about also in Talkers this week, and it is basically aimed at having people understand that listening to something on the radio is much better for your brain than watching something on television, because it doesn't require your brain to be put into gear much. And maybe you want to extrapolate a little bit more from
that. Television doesn't require your brain to be put into gear much.
Yeah.
Radio gives the brain a workout because it is the theater of the mind.
To go back to the Sliwa story, that's a perfect example. Now, having told the story, you set it up so that people can use their imagination. Okay, I imagine this guy in the beret and his sateen jacket going out into the street. We all can imagine New York City. We all can imagine the tour buses. We can all see a couple of guys. It's like scalping at a ball game or something. They're out there and they're trying to get the best deal or try to sell to more people. And you can see the whole thing play out in your mind. You see how much better that is for your mind than just sit there like a dolt and look at it on a video? Right? That's what it is.
That's right. Stop watching TV. It's bad for you.
It is bad. That's our new slogan for radio. Stop watching television and listen to the radio. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You might even try reading, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want a workout, that's very funny. But the truth is, you know, without taking it to extremes, the theater of the mind is a wonderful playground. It's a great place to create entertainment and to create even a way of doing news that is very, very, it has the potential for great creativity without having to be very expensive. In other words, when you're doing video or you're doing film, you have to create sets. You have to have, today, computer-generated graphics. You have to have all kinds of set setups that really take tremendous resources, time, energy, and are limited. Mm-hmm. Theater of the mind has no limitations. It all depends on your words and your presentation, but you can create any kind of an amazing scene, and we don't see enough of that today. You know what would be really cool to bring back, and, you know, I don't think it'll ever happen, but it would be cool, the old radio theater, where they actually put
on Lone Ranger rides again!
Yeah.
And the way that they did
to those?
I used to, when I was running a radio station in Boston in the mid-80s, and my colleague Bob Kay started this, playing the old-time radios in the evening on some of the great AM radio stations. I remember when I did it on WEEI, we had 2 hours from 8 until 10 every night of the old-time radio shows, and it was the Lone Ranger, the Shadow, it was William Bendix and the Life of Riley, it was the, Molly, the Fibber McGee and Molly. All these things, there were dozens of those shows. We used to air four of them a night. And people, the biggest audience were kids 12 to 17, because they never heard them before. And they loved that. They've been back to the theater, the perfect theater of the mind.
Oh, yeah. It was very compelling. I used to, whenever I'd go on long commutes at night, I would pick up AM radio stations. I used to work in Boston and lived out in Springfield, so I drove the Mass Pike for an hour and a half every evening.
Yep.
And I'd pick up WPHT in Philadelphia, where they had, at that time, they don't have it anymore.
CAU, that was the station I was at. That's where I picked it up, yes.
Yeah,
so it is now PHT,
right.
But it used to be CAU.
Okay, it was CAU.
Yeah.
Yes, it was
not
CAU.
Important to the story.
And I would go out of my way to listen to a staticky coming in from Philly when the night hours came on.
Yep.
It was early in the evening, so it wasn't yet really clear. And I would listen to it with static because it made the boring commute on the Mass Pike that I did every day easier. It made it pleasant, actually,
mm-hmm.
to listen to the radio theater.
Oh, yeah. It was great stuff.
But we can do radio theater. We could do radio theater now in small doses, just in the way we describe things. Just the way we set up the Curtis Sliwa story. You know, he wears a beret. He has a red jacket.
Right.
He looks like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like a local superhero. Runs out.
We don't have those people, though. I mean, you and I both grew up in an era, and this is great reference for the people who still tell stories, the era of Gene Shepard and the stories that he used to be able to tell on the old WOR in New York. Some of the great disc jockeys like Dan Ingram and Bruce Bradley and Dick Summer, who had stories. They just take clever word groupings and put them together, and you were entertained. Sometimes they ended up being a 2 or 3 minute story. But that really, we don't have a lot of that stuff now. And it isn't because we don't have talented people around. It's because people don't want to pay for those people. So they go somewhere else. They write for movies and television or, you know, that kind of thing, instead of being paid to tell stories on the radio, given the fact what we just said is it's the original theater of the mind.
Yeah, there is the budget is definitely part of it, but there's also the feeling in radio today that people's attention spans are so short that you got to get right to the point, and that telling a story could be interpreted as, you know, doddering, you know, wasting time.
Let's go, move along. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Come on, get to the point.
I have a time clock on my Good Day program, and Rich McFadden is happy to tell me when I've gone too long on some either quick interview with somebody or I get onto a rant about something and the clock goes tick, 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 tick.
Right. Yeah, today's radio and today's media is move it along. Move it along.
Right.
Come on. Keep going. Look at the way they make movies today. Look at the difference between a motion picture today and a movie, say, in the 60s, 50s, or 40s.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we should go back to that, but it is interesting to see how we've changed our brain patterns. You'll never see in a movie made today, or very rarely will you see a scene that goes more than 15 or 20 seconds.
All right. We'll stand down here for a moment, speaking of time. The conversation continues with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who joins us every week on the Countdown to dig around in some of the issues and some of the things that maybe hadn't thought about with regard to News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
Rolaids. Now that's how you spell relief.
musicians. What if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
It's time for us now to finish up with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. We're talking about some of the specifics, some of the things, the nuance of what goes on some of these popular news talk radio programs, the hosts, and how you get the shows these days, radio, audio, that sort of thing. And yet, as we try to bring in new people and new ideas, some of them work, some of them don't, we still sort of fall back into the era where there's a substance. And maybe that's because of success. Guys like Limbaugh, and not to be self-serving, and me, that have been doing their syndicated programs for 25 years, there is an expectation the audience has in what to get out of listening to programs like ours. But maybe if you've been around for a while, there are younger people who are trying to establish themselves in this arena. And I wonder, sometimes they don't succeed. Is it because they're not speaking to the right audience? That is the available audience, Michael?
Well, you know, you have to know who you're talking to, and there's the feeling in radio right now that most of the people who listen to news talk radio are upper demographics. Truth is, a lot of people are saying that for all radio, that young people don't even go to radio for music anymore. And there's a lot of debates within the industry about whether or not they should be catered to or whether they should just be ignored and try to do something to bring in young people. My feeling is that you should try to bring in young people, but you should not throw the baby out with the bathwater. And a lot of the younger hosts don't know how to talk to the older people, and a lot of them don't have enough life experience to even appeal to their own group. So it's a problem. It's a problem getting young people to be able to do this art form.
Yep. All right, so there is the overview of a lot of important sort of pithy things. You can get more extrapolating out of readingtalkers.com, where Michael and his staff put together information every day that is pertinent to the hosts and the programs and the stations that are part of this great format. And that's why we have him here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
An easy e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Levine is here as our expert when it comes to imaging and public relations and enhancing either the personality of somebody who's a star on the radio, television, movies, that sort of thing. Michael has represented dozens and dozens of Emmy winners, Oscar winners, that sort of thing, at the Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills over the years. And he also has a great sense of how to get people to make up their mind about something. If he's trying to present you with a big actor and why you should like this actor, his image or her image, or if it's a campaign, maybe even working on some political thing that requires good, positive PR, what works better, Michael? The study that's out this week suggests that using the radio or audio is much better at people. It forces people to think.
Well, I think the first and most salient point you made, Doug, is this idea about a distracted world, a distracted nation. You know, I've been doing this for a good long time, at least 30 years, and I can tell you I've never quite seen a world that's so addled, so confused, so distracted. And so when I see people communicating today, they're often doing three or four things at once. And so there we are. You know, we're talking about not only a distracted society, but we're talking about a profoundly anxious society that is almost in need or desire of distraction.
Yeah, I think that's, that's probably what it is. We want to be distracted, and we are. We have all of this stuff every day. When you look at talk about PR, the way the government has not run well for years and years, and politicians continue to screw everything up, and they try to put a pretty face on it. How do you put a pretty face on the fact that Mitch McConnell engineered a $2.2 billion piece of pork so he'd look better to his constituents, all wrapped around the frame of getting the government back to work?
You have a very sour view of politicians, and I share that.
Yes.
But I have an even more sour view of voters. I think that the reason politicians have been behaving like jackasses and thieves, frankly, is no more complicated than the fact that the public wants free stuff. And they say it election after election after election. The voters basically say to you, okay, Doug, what free stuff are you going to give me?
Right. What are you going to give? What's in it for me? Everybody's all about me.
What, There is no sense of what's in it for my city, my state, or my country. It's what's in it for me. So basically what voters do in the course of an election is look at two political candidates and say, okay, who do I like more and who's going to give me more free stuff? Barack Obama won the last presidential election not because he was, because Americans thought he was a more qualified man to be president of the United States. He won because he's a profoundly likable guy and he offers a lot of free things.
Yep.
We can blame politicians all we want, and I think that's fine, but I also think it's a fool's errand in a way, because it's us. 47 million Americans are getting food stamps. Now, are you going to tell me that any one of those people is going to stand up and say, I don't want food stamps anymore, keep them? Of course not. Four, think about that. You're a nation of 300 million Americans, 310, I think, 310, I believe, and 47 of them are getting dope called food stamps.
47%.
Now, do you really believe, so any person that wants to stop or reduce the food stamp program starts with a 47 million person deficit.
Yeah, it's amazing. Michael Levine, from Levine Communication Office. Also, check out his LBN eLert, the power of information, news every day, very easy to understand, and I find him to be intellectually stimulating. That's why he's here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time field and stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp you
HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 18th of October. This week, the number one item was the deal that was finally reached to end the shutdown or raise the debt ceiling. Host Bill Lumet talking to Congresswoman Renee Elmers about why she voted against the bill.
Republicans put up, not all Republicans, unfortunately, but some really, I think, deserve our appreciation. And I know they're going to probably get some heat from others, but I thought what a lot of House Republicans did was admirable. And of course, Congresswoman Renee Elmers was a part of that fight, and she's joining us now. And Representative Elmers, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you again. And I don't think it's a plan that I can support. It just simply does not have the things that I promised my constituents I would support if I were raising the debt ceiling. It doesn't have enough reforms, and it certainly doesn't have spending cuts. There are some good things in it, and because it is short term, you know, this January and February of some of the dates that will be targeted again, and we'll have to revisit this issue. But what I'm hoping is in the meantime, we will be able to come to the table with the Senate rather than them continuously avoiding to come to negotiations with us, because this is very serious for the American people. We just simply cannot continue to teeter at $17 trillion worth of debt and not put reforms in place to fix that.
Can I ask, though, I mean, obviously disappointed about what happened, but are you disappointed in some of your colleagues, especially over on the other side on the in the Senate, that in some cases called what the House Republicans were doing shameful?
Well, you know, this is the thing, and this is what's hurt us, is a divide within our own conference. And I think it's been a real learning experience for many. I think everyone is willing at this point to come together because we realize what we really can achieve if we're unified. But there have been those that have led, and, you know, led many of my constituents down a path of thinking it just never existed. You know, back there again in the summer, you know, I was back in my district trying to explain and help educate my constituents on the fact that you can't defund Obamacare in a continuing resolution. It just doesn't have the funding there, and that was never a strategy that could work. It is a plan of strategy coupled with many other bits and pieces, like dismantling it, delaying pieces of it, taking it apart, taking the taxing authority away from it. All of those things can work, but you can't do it with one fell swoop. And I think, you know, some of those outside groups are promoting that idea as well. And it hurt. It hurt all of us, because rather than me being able to talk with my constituents and hear about their concerns, I was having to fight this fight on factual information that wasn't being provided to them outside of myself. So, you know, here we are in this situation. Those individuals who pushed that issue there in the Senate, you know, they're just, you know, they've kind of backed off of the situation. I don't see them out there on the forefront. And, you know, they've led people down a path that was never going to work.
Here's host LaDonna Harvey with Congressman Scott Peters of California. They discuss what happens next since the passage of the bill that ended the shutdown now, raised the debt ceiling, runs out in a couple of months.
This, unfortunately, though, only raises the debt limit through February 7th. So,
right.
And this also extends spending through January. So we're going to have to go through this fight again. Are you guys already planning on meeting to try to hash something out so we don't have to go through this again?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the good things about this deal that makes a lot of sense is that it requires the Senate and the House to sit down and talk about creating a budget for America. So we have a budget that's basically a Republican budget from the House, and the House passed that in the spring. The Senate passed their first budget in years, and the process is supposed to require that the Senate and the House sit down and talk, and we have Democrats and Republicans coming up with a solution that's a budget for America. And this agreement actually provides for that process before December 15th. So if everyone's an adult, like we expect and hope that they will be, we can maybe have a budget, an actual budget that we haven't had for years. In the country, and that's one of the reasons I ran in the first place. So that would be a success out of what's been a really stupid 3 weeks.
Well, and but this isn't the only time that this has happened, Scott. And, you know, you and I, you've watched since before. Obviously, you were elected to Congress, and we've all seen it as well. We've gone 6 years kind of living in limbo, moving from little spending plan to little spending plan, and not getting a budget. And that, it seems like there was almost no real will in Congress to actually sit down, as you said, together, where both houses have passed something, now let's reconcile them and try to get this going. There was really no will to do it because everybody was standing off saying, no, it's my way. No, wait, it's my way. It's like, wait a minute. But this is our lives you're screwing up.
Well, maybe we learned our lesson from this 3 weeks. So first of all, I'd say a lot of the folks who were elected with me just last year are confounded by this. Why you wouldn't sit down and really try to go through this? There is an appetite to work on real problems, to really deal with long-term debt, to reform the tax code and replace sequestration with, you know, smarter reforms. There's an appetite for that. And I think, you know, people saw how stupid this whole notion of stopping the government and threatening default was. It didn't get us anywhere. So I like the idea of an outlet that gives us a way to be productive. And I certainly think people heard from home, like I did, that this was hurting folks. And they're tired of us not doing our jobs.
Up next, more on the shutdown deal when our weekly talk radio countdown show moves into a higher gear.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
Rolaids. Now that's how you spell relief.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Let's keep slamming them with talk radio discussions, the big hits, the countdown on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, the shutdown deal number one on the countdown. Newt Gingrich and Van Jones had a discussion on CNN about the way the shutdown was handled and what it might mean for similar confrontations in the future.
It's a sad day, first of all, because the president adopted a strategy of vilifying his opponents and refusing to negotiate, and he worked. He got what he wanted on his terms in a way that teaches us what he's going to do next, which is vilify his opponents and refuse to negotiate. It's a sad day because does any rational person really believe that this new super committee meeting until December 13th is going to accomplish what nobody has accomplished in the last 3 years? I mean, once again, we kick the can down the road. We don't fix Obamacare, which is becoming a fiasco around the country. We don't fix any of our major entitlements. We don't do anything about our debt. We don't do anything about transparency in public. We have two old-time leaders get together at the last minute, cut a secret deal, and all of us breathe a sigh of relief and say, oh, this is terrific. The ox is out of the ditch, but it's still an ox.
You know, I appreciate your passion. I see it differently. The way I look at it, this president did the right thing. The president said, listen, I cannot negotiate with a party that has been hijacked by its far right wing. I don't know who to negotiate with. This is not the right way to do business. If you had a neighborhood association and somebody had legitimate concerns, but the first thing they said was, I want my concerns met or I'm going to burn down the whole neighborhood, you can't even deal with their concerns until you deal with that behavior. This president stood up to the bullying. He said enough is enough. And I think, and I tell you what, I am proud of this president today. I am proud of Harry Reid today. I'm proud of McConnell today. I'm proud of Amy Klobuchar. I think Ted Cruz should be ashamed of himself. There is a much better way to get the legitimate concerns of American people met than this sort of stunt. And I'm glad it did not work. Here's the deal. Nobody wins today, but Ted Cruz loses today. And that's very, very important going forward.
This shows you the gap in this country.
Yeah.
Every conservative I know thinks the bully is Barack Obama. He thinks the bully is Ted Cruz. I just want to suggest to you, it is not healthy as a country to have this big a divide.
Fair enough.
And I predict this president will spend the next 2 months further vilifying Republicans and widening the gap.
Talk host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft
talking to Congressman Randy Hultgren of Illinois about the reasons he voted no on the deal to end the shutdown.
So why did you vote no when your brethren voted yay?
Well, you know what? We all make our own decisions of how do we best serve our constituents. I just felt like this was a really bad bill. I've made a commitment since I've been out here that I want to address the big problem that we're facing, which is our debt, $17 trillion of debt. And this really does nothing to address that. Specifically with the increase in the debt ceiling, my commitment has always been that I'll support increases in debt ceiling if we're changing the trajectory of how Washington, D.C. spends money. And nothing in this really did that. And on top of it, it really was, to me, very frustrating how a lot of earmarks and little special programs were thrown into this thing, which is just so inappropriate at a time like this.
Yeah, the Kentucky kickback for Mitch McConnell, $2.2 billion project. You know, it's interesting. You actually did vote with your brethren by voting no. 144 House Republicans voted against, only 87 voted for, which makes me a bit baffled by Aaron Schock's statement that John Boehner should cut out the, quote, far right flank of the House Republican caucus. Well, that seems to me like a recipe for super minority based on the vote totals.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of people who agreed with me that, and again, everybody has to make up their own decision. I absolutely respect my colleagues and the decisions they made. I wanted this to end. I just felt like this was, unfortunately, a huge missed opportunity for us to make some really significant changes in the direction that our nation is going and the amount of debt we're going to be piling on our kids and grandkids. And it just didn't happen. And I think, again, many of my colleagues, 140-some, I think, of my colleagues shared my concerns with this. None of us liked the situation we were in. All of us over the last 27 days in the House have voted over and over and over again to open up government, to fund government, to address the real problems of this unaffordable, unfair health care bill that's going to add $1 trillion of new taxes on our nation over the next 10 years and $500 billion of new spending. I mean, we can't afford it, and it's not fair. Congress and the president get a different deal than the American people do.
I understand the difference of opinion, a legitimate difference of opinion between voting yes and voting no on this within the caucus. But when Aaron Schock says cut out the right flank of the party and work with centrist Democrats, those same centrist Democrats who voted for Obamacare, what is your response to that?
Well, you know, I appreciate Aaron. I agree with him on so many things. I didn't hear his specific quote on that. But, you know, if I just disagree, you know, we've got to work together. We've got, you know, a struggle to get to 218, and we need every member of the Republican Party to be part of this effort to get government back on track. And so we certainly need the moderates, we need the conservatives, we need all parts to be working together. And the one good thing I would look at over, again, the last 26, 27 days is how many times the Republicans voted and had well over 218 votes just from Republicans to do the right thing, to fund government, but to recognize there's a lot of government out there that we just can't afford.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about the shutdown deal.
You know, some people have said, well, the federal workers who were furloughed had a month's vacation, and unfortunately it wasn't a month's vacation. My husband went without pay for a month, and, you know, we have three kids and bills, and I have a daughter who's ill who needs medication. I was lucky in that my husband was at home. He was not essential, and so he was able to get out and do some extra work on the side. He did some weed-eating jobs, and he helped with a catering job, actually, for a friend who has a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing that's frustrating is the fact that we now can do this over and over and over with our government unless they decide to sit down, come up with a budget, and run this country the way that it needs to be run. And I would just like to say thank you to our friends and family who stood by our side and got us through as West Virginians stick together. And I think the government should come down here and take a lesson from us because we know how to get through tough times.
Barack Obama, if he acted like a president, like he should have, he would not have had trouble with the Republican Party. You got to act like a leader to be a leader. And in his case, he did not do it. He could have reached out like a president should. I have never seen any president, Democrat or Republican, that refused so much to lead like a leader should, and he is failing in all of it.
As an independent, and looking at both sides, I understand that the select Republicans who were very adamant on making sure that Obamacare wasn't going to continue, it's just Obama was negotiating because it wasn't the avenue. They were holding a bunch of hostage people, the 800,000 citizens, and everybody else who is affected. Working for the NIH, we are really going to see the heat of it. I'm driving into work right now. God knows what's going to be happening. But I just don't think that this was the avenue or the right way. But at the end of the day, we are all just either employees, we're all just citizens. Party affiliations doesn't matter. And I think that we look at it as, you know what? You have Abe all over your face. We got two. You're going to be paying us. Could have gotten a lot out of this visit again. This just wasn't the place to do that.
Up next on The Countdown, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for The Countdown, up next here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome back into the final moments of this hour's Talk Radio Countdown show, up to number one, the deal to end the shutdown. So, what did the shutdown mean to you? I was looking at an overview. Food. Food was a little less safe. So some would have us believe, except the FDA is trying to put the small farmers out of business now with the new Food Safety Act. I was looking at something yesterday. It's a whole different deal. They want us to stop spreading manure. That's what the FDA thinks we ought to do. No more manure. What are we going to do with it? And they don't know, but we shouldn't spread manure because it's dirty. There we go. That'll be a good conversation for a number of days. Workplaces more dangerous, so people think, some people think, that we're not smart enough to be able to make our work. This shows you the nanny side of the state. Food less safe. Why? Because the government didn't inspect it? You're not smart enough to provide yourself with good food? If you buy good local fresh food, you're not going to have any trouble. If you are smart about how it is that you work to keep yourself safe, what the hell do you need the government for? Risk of getting sick was a bit higher. Why? Are you not taking responsibility for your own health? Your children's homework was tougher to complete? Huh? I was looking at an article that some guy wrote in the Chicago Trib about the ways that the shutdown affected us. I don't see that it did anything but make our life better in many respects for most people. Why wouldn't you sit down with your children and help them with their homework? What the heck do you need the federal government to do that for? This guy is writing about how our lives were affected, small, subtle ways, from missed vegetable inspections to inaccessible federal websites. Why is all this stuff necessary? Where's your own ability to deal with your own problems? Good God. The sausage patty on your breakfast plate was safe, but we didn't have meat inspectors. Food and Drug Administration conducted 21,000 inspections last year, and they didn't conduct any during the last 2 weeks. Wow. And nobody died. Maybe this guy's making his own argument. Nobody died. Nobody had trouble. There were no foodborne illnesses that were reported, were they, in the last 2 weeks? That's a bunch of hooey. The FDA sometimes finds bacteria. Yep, sometimes they miss it, too. I'm reading a story about where people, there was something going on, the boss was doing something bad, and they had nobody to turn to fix the problem. I mean, this, ugh, I'm disgusted. Let's take some call, a couple of calls here. 888-302-3684. Here's Terry in Kentucky on the shutdown.
I think that the government shutdown was a bad thing, but I mean, you know, they should be just like the rest of us. I mean, there's a lot more than just the government that are unemployed. I mean, I don't think that we're at all represented by our government anymore. And, you know, I'm laying here in a hospital right now waiting for heart surgery. I broke my back 3 times. I've been unemployed. Miss Nancy Pelosi talks about the American dream. Well, you know, the American dream is not for the middle class. The American dream is for the people who are laying back and don't work at all and, you know, keep voting these Democrats in. You know, that's my opinion. I mean, we're not being represented, and we need to be, you know, the government needs to be washed away and start over.
Not only get rid of congressmen, but get rid of the staff. 888-302-3684. Michelle in Virginia on both sides.
The Democrats do need to stand firm. This was a very good lesson that they will back down. However, you know, the Tea Party does have a point. I am a financial conservative, if you will. That's the one part of me that's staunchly conservative, even though I'm Democrat. And we do need to control our spending in responsible ways, and we got to make them incredibly loud and clear. You know, they talk a lot about the CPI with the Social Security. That's things that we have in common with, you know, a bipartisan agreement on, and just turning loud and clear about things that we can do, that we're willing to do, that we have been willing to do to balance the budget and basically take away the wind out of their sails. If we're talking about things that we're ready to do right now to address their main concern, because it's all about the debt that we have carrying over in this country, which is a problem.
The deal to end the shutdown, the most talked about topic this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, against the Talk Radio wall, if you will. So let's move into our review, the final review of the hour. At number 10, Redskins name controversy. At number 9, the interrogation of the Libyan terrorist. At number 8, price you're paying for gasoline. At number 7, Supreme Court checking out affirmative action. At number 6, the backlash against the NSA continuing. At number 5, the Florida bullying case. At number 4, the state of the Republican Party. At number 3, the implementation of Obamacare. At number 2, the debt limit. And at number 1, the deal to end the shutdown. That's it for this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.